CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Coffee while Betsy finishes her breakfast.
Where's our
waiter?
Oh, it's not waiter, dear.
Garçon. Well, I feel silly saying garçon.
Where'd you hold it so I can look at it and see where we're going on our morning tour of Paris?
Oh, right here, unless I have all of them. Oh, yes, may I have more coffee, please?
Yes, madame. Listen to me. Why doesn't he say oui, madame, to you instead of yes, madame?
Oh, don't start that again, madame.
I don't feel as though I'm in France, even. Everybody's speaking English to me, even the menu's in English. Why, I don't get it. We come to France, and the menu's in English. We stay home in America, and the menu's in French.
Well, it's in French here, too, dear. Well. On this side, I suppose the hotel caters to American tourists, and they feel they're being polite to speak our language. And you'll have plenty of chance to practice your French, so stop worrying.
Well, I gotta leave. I gotta get over to our agency here. Look, when the waiter brings the coffee, I'll get the check. Oh, that's another thing. I've got to explain the French currency to you.
Well, we aren't going shopping today, anyhow, dear. We're gonna be sightseeing.
No, so I'm just saying. You'd better get it straight.
Coffee, well, madame.
Oh, no. Merci. Apportez l'addition, s'il vous plaît.
Pardon.
L'addition.
Pardon, monsieur?
L'addition! The check. Bring me the bill.
Oh, l'addition.
Oh, oui, monsieur.
L'addition. Merci, monsieur.
Don't
get upset. He just didn't understand.
Did he say l'addition any different than I said l'addition?
I don't know. Well, I've got to. Dear people, I'm looking at it.
Back to school time, when youngsters meet old friends and make new ones. It's a time for new beginnings in learning and social life, a new challenge. The way a youngster approaches his studies has a lot to do with the way he progresses in them. Your complete interest at home, beginning before the school year starts, will have a definite effect on your child's attitude towards what lies ahead, will help convert apathy to enthusiasm, make learning more fun. Here's one way your youngster can learn and have fun at the same time. Flashcards are fun, and they can help your child learn his ABCs. Give your child the advantages of a good school start by getting alphabet picture flashcards, one of the famous fun and learning Milton Bradley teaching aids. Then keep up interest with Flash Words, the game that teaches words at sight. All Milton Bradley teaching aids are stimulating, educator approved, and grade identified at fine stores everywhere for fun and learning Milton Bradley teaching aids.
L'addition. That is exactly what I said.
Now, dear, you've insisted on coming back up to the rooms with us to explain the currency, although we won't be spending anything.
You're so doggone mad. Oh, oui, oui. L'addition. L'addition. That is exactly the way I pronounce it.
Well, you're so...
But why is it? I'm the superior.
It's probably just a faint difference of inflection. After all, you had your French in high school, dear.
I had 4 years of French, and I got straight A's.
Yes, I know, dear.
Straight A's.
That's wonderful, but I mean, it's been some time, and I mean, with no practice.
I'm not going to get any practice if they don't stop speaking English to us. Waiter made me so darn mad.
Not the other waiter, probably. He might have misunderstood you.
Well, there's one thing all waiters all over the world understand, even if they're standing 40 feet away, and that's bring me the check. I cannot understand a French waiter not understanding the word l'addition, even with a bad accent. And mine happens to be good.
Yes, dear. Well, maybe he didn't hear you, dear.
I said bonjour, comment allez-vous to the elevator boy this morning. He heard me. He understood me.
Yeah, oh, did he, dear? Not wonderful.
It's wonderful, but it shows I can be understood.
Well, of course you can. Yeah, I think the waiter's a little deaf.
I got to get over to our office here and get some work done.
Well, you go ahead and go, dear.
Yeah.
You go right ahead and
well,
go.
Well, I ought to explain the rate of exchange to you.
Well, we'll be sightseeing today anyhow. We won't be shopping. Besides, you ought to do that when Aunt Effie's here, dear.
Yeah, where is he?
Well, she and Betsy stopped in the lobby to buy some postcards from the concierge.
Concierge.
All right. You know what I mean. I'm leaving the French to you, dear.
Well, look, you better take some money with you anyhow. Now, look here. These are francs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the moment, takes 493 francs to make a dollar.
493,
all right. All right. Now, here's a bunch of 1,000-franc notes. Mm-hmm. Here, this one, here's 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
5,000.
Now, wait a minute. If you're 1,000, see how many francs now. I mean, in dollars, let's see.
Well, 493 francs mm-hmm. make $1.
Uh-huh.
Good, then you can figure what 1,000 francs are worth.
I can.
If 493 francs make $1,
uh-huh.
then 1,000 francs are worth...
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Oh, yes, uh-huh, what?
I don't know.
Why do you say, oh, yes?
Because you always get mad when I don't understand. I'd rather say, oh, yes, than have you yell at me.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Oh, look at the time. I've got to...
Go to your office. That's what you're in Paris for. Yeah. Business. Now, go on. You can teach me all this tonight.
Well, it is late. Listen, oh, look, ring for the maid, will you? Tell her I want my brown suit cleaned and pressed and my navy blue suit just pressed. Oh, well, now what?
Well, I don't think the maid speaks much English, dear. I mean, I heard some lady out in the hall trying to talk to her and getting nowhere. Do you have time, dear? Look, you seem to be the one who speaks French. I don't.
Oh, all right. Where's the bell?
That's better than by the door.
Boy, you have got to get over this bashful attitude if you want to travel. Next would be in Italy, and they speak Italian. I can't always be doing things for you, honey. Well, you know, I won't be with you half the time.
Yeah.
You have got to learn to speak up. I mean, you had some French.
Well, not much.
Do it.
And even my high school teacher could hardly speak it. She went to France once, so she had a terrible time.
Well, darling, you know some French anyhow, so start using it. I mean, honey, you shouldn't count on me to do everything. Supposing you got lost in Paris, found yourself in some situation where you had to speak French.
Yes, I know.
You want to try to talk to her?
Oh, no, you do it, please, dear, please. You wanted a chance to speak French, because you can't speak.
You have got to get over
it. I know I do, but not right now. You talk to her.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Bonjour. Entrez, s'il vous plaît.
Monsieur, désire quelque chose?
Well, get some suits here.
Well, I'll get them out, dear. Your navy blue and your brown and that.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, tell her that we need more bath towels, will you? As long as we have her here. Oh, and another thing, dear.
Get my suit.
Yeah, we'll tell her about more bath towels, if you
will. Mademoiselle?
Oui, monsieur.
And two more blankets. Aunt Effie and Bessie said they were cold in their room last night. Also, the hot water tap drips in the bathroom, and she'd better send somebody up to fix it. Well, tell her, dear.
Get my suit out, will you? I'm late now.
Well, I thought you could tell her while I was looking. Look, here's your brown.
Thank you. Mademoiselle?
Oui, monsieur.
Faites repasser ce complet, s'il vous plaît. Repasser ce complet, repasser. Repasser.
Oh, repasser.
Yes.
Ce complet.
Oui. No. Not both. This one, repasser.
Vous voulez très bien, monsieur, je comprends.
No, you don't just, je comprends. Just this one. This one, repasse. This other one, l'autre compré.
You want this one pressed and this one cleaned and pressed, I think.
I know. I'm so rattled trying to think of the word for bath towel. I can't even think of the word for clean. Oh, look at the time. I was due at the office. Parlez d'anglais, mademoiselle.
Mais non, monsieur, malheureusement, je le regrette. Je ne parle pas d'anglais.
Doesn't speak English. Of course, everybody since we arrived yesterday has spoken nothing but English to us. And this one, where's the book? The book.
What book?
The book. You know the book. For travelers.
How
to speak French.
How to travel there in the suitcase.
I have got to have these suits in shape. That's all. The weekend's coming up. I know we're going to be asked out.
Well, I did. mademoiselle. My husband wants these suits. My husband.
What are you doing?
Well, I was pointing to my wedding ring, and I don't have it on. I washed my hands, I guess, and I did. My ring.
Miss Compton.
Don't do that. Now she probably thinks we're not married.
Oh, monsieur.
Help me look for the book on how to say things, will you? And please, will you stop interfering? I will handle this now. mademoiselle, pardon un moment, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, monsieur, charmant.
Oh.
Hurry up and find the words for dry cleaning. I don't like the way she keeps looking at me.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
It's new. It's special.
What's this?
Continental 6 month bear wax in a new special size?
Yes. Now, for the first time, you can get the new special size 6 month floor wax for just about half the price of the regular can. That's right. The very same Wonder Wax that's guaranteed not to walk away, wash away, wear away for 6 full months is now available for the amazing low price of only 79 cents. Imagine, with new special size 6 month floor wax, you can end weekly waxing drudgery and save money, too. Yes, wax just once with 6 month floor wax, and the same normal care that keeps your floors clean now keeps them gleaming bright, scuff resistant for 6 full months or your money back. So why be a slave to your floors? Relax. Don't wax. Look for 6 month floor wax in the new half price special size today. Only 79 cents everywhere. Get Continental 6 month floor wax now.
Goodness, what's going on in there? I got the lovely food cards in the lobby.
And he can't find the word for dry cleaning, and he wants one suit cleaned and pressed, and the other one just pressed. And she keeps saying she understands and grabbing the suits, and he's afraid she doesn't understand, and we'll send them both to the dry cleaners.
I got his food fresh. He's been bragging about how
Just don't say anything, you know. Just don't say anything. Well, I've had enough of this. Come on, I'm going to take over whether he wants to handle it or not. What is he saying now? What is he saying? Mademoiselle, just press both suits. Iron them. See? Iron like this.
What's that? He's
spitting on an imaginary iron.
Two. I've got to have the navy blue ones by tonight in case we go out. That's what she can't seem to get to.
Mademoiselle, this one. This one. Dancing to you, my Lord, is it good?
She got it.
Well, is this the man who is going to be our interpreter through France?
Now, Aunt Effie.
All right, I don't blame her. I don't blame her a bit. 4 years of French. 4 years of French, and I don't even know how to get a suit cleaned in French. Why, what's the use? I tell you,
Now, look, can't stop worrying. You're going to be fine as soon as you get more practice. Now, run along, please. Get over to your office. That's what you're in Paris for, business, because we're going sightseeing. Now, Betsy, come on, get ready, dear.
Jolly, I don't get it. 4 years. 4 years, and I was an A student.
The Couple Next Door is written by Ted Lynch and stars Ted Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton, Mildred Clinton, and Louis Van Ruten, and is produced by Walter Hart.